All right, you've heard by now, 17 killed in Florida, that school shooting by a former student here, a 19-year-old former student opened fire with a rifle, a semi-automatic rifle at a high school. 17 people killed, 15 were injured, and this is just it's the 18th school shooting this year. The 18th school shooting this year. We talked about this earlier this morning. No one seems to have the answers, but maybe we can get some kind of insight into what the heck's going on in these people's minds that decide to take a whole slew of people out. We have on the line from Boston University, our old friend, Dr. Joseph Tetch, professor of psychology. Good morning, doctor.
Hello, Scott. I'm now at Boston College.
Oh, okay. Boston College. I'll put that down on your resume. You're moving up,
oh,
huh?
Thank you.
Hey, you know, we go back. It has to be at least 16 years when we started having you on with your predictions of who's going to be the next president of the United States through the blink count during the debates. And you have a heck of a record.
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good on the popular vote. I'm batting pretty high on the popular vote.
Right.
Almost perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about this, though. Another disturbing story here. And it just, you know, yesterday it was jaw-dropping for me. I knew there were going to be some fatalities. I didn't know when I heard 17. I thought, oh, my goodness, here we go again. And you've done a study. You've been studying this. The motivations of violence, you call it. Because we're going to find out what motivated this kid eventually, because he didn't end up being shot by police. He didn't end up killing himself. So maybe we can get some answers there. But what have you discovered?
Well, Scott, this one is different. When you think of Cho Sung-hui, the Virginia Tech shooter, who never talked about his anger, and he was bullied, and he was a loner, or Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, who was very quiet about his anger, and Charles Whitman, the Texas University shooter, who was also very quiet about his anger. Nicholas Cruz was just the opposite. He expressed a lot of anger, so much so that they kicked him out of high school. And so he had an angry streak, very military-oriented, brought his gun to school and showed the kids. He was overly expressive of his anger, and therefore he just took it to the next limit, the next higher hiatus, and started shooting people.
So, you know, I don't know that you have the answers here. We talked about this earlier this morning because you've got students that knew him, described him as being, well, you described him, troubled, strange, strong interest in guns, other weapons, and even on his, like, social media pages and his posts that had pictures of him with guns. Also included some posts about killing animals. So are we to look at that as a, I mean, in hindsight, you know, it's easy to look at it. If I see a friend of mine with a hunting rifle in his hand every few posts, am I going to turn him in?
Well, let's look at it since he was different than the others. In a way, he was similar to the others in that Cruz never expressed his anger about the issues that were underlying his hostility. He expressed anger with guns, with military, with JROTC, but he never came to terms what was really bothering him underneath, possibly family problems, possibly rejection by women. So he expressed anger at one level, but not at the meaningful level with a psychotherapist or with a friend, where he said, yeah, this is really bothering me. This is really why I brought my gun to school. So he's expressing anger at one level, but not at the most meaningful psychological level to find out who he was.
So your conclusion then is people just missed the red flags. I mean, the president even tweeted something about it this morning. Hey, this kid has a history. He was kicked out of school for fighting. He was troubled, and the things that we were seeing on his web posts should have been a red flag.
Scott, you said it best. You said it best. People missed the red flags up in the air and just dismissed it and let it go. And, oh, yeah, he's going to be bumbling along the potholes on the road. And what you said about the red flags, that says it perfectly. We should have seen the red flags waving vigorously in the air.
Hmm. So I wonder if that will change America's attitude, because we're all looking for answers and no one seems to have any. I mean, you know, now we're going to hear that now's not the time to talk about gun regulation. But, you know, and you would know more than most here. I think the last time this happened, I want to say Vegas, I think the president even said we have a problem with mental illness in this country. And that's what needs to be addressed.
And I don't want to get too technical, Scott, but there is, as we found out with Charles Whitman, a part of the brain called the amygdala, which can be diseased. And when it is diseased, as it was as with some people who express anger, that has to be treated. And maybe Nicholas Cruz should have been given a very careful examination and an MRI. And I know that sounds a little expensive, but hey, 17 lives are worth more than a few bucks to get a very careful analysis of this guy's brain and other people who expressed anger.
Are we thinking too much? This kid was obviously angry. And it seems like so many times the people that do things like this end up either killing themselves or are shot. It's a suicide mission, and they're looking for a little infamy.
Again, Scott, you put your finger on it. Cho Sung Wee, after shooting around the town, the campus, put a bullet through his own head.
Well, you're not very comforting, Joe.
I can't be comforting because this is a very serious matter. And as I say, he got by with all the shooting and bringing his gun to school and all the stuff. He showed that I am an angry man. I am potentially dangerous man. He was not assessed carefully, psychologically, or neuropsychologically, even more important.
All right, with your psychology background, what would you recommend? If you could sit down with the powers that be in Washington, D.C., what would you recommend?
I would say that colleges and other institutions, workplaces, should pay attention to the red flags and not count the dollars and cents. But pay attention to the red flags, and if somebody is this vigorous in expressing anger, he should be assessed carefully. And let's spend the money, because money is not as important as lives, and get these folks assessed carefully. If you get people assessed for a headache, why not get them assessed for expressing anger?
Yeah, there's that stigma with mental illness. It's a stigma that that won't go away, you know. So, all right. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. Hey, how about your Patriots, huh?
Patriots are good, and if I have time, can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Okay. Johnny Unitas, the famous Baltimore Colts quarterback, very famous.
I remember him.
Yeah, he passed away, and he went to heaven, and God said to him, Johnny, you're such a great guy. We've got a house up here for you in heaven. Not many people get houses up here, but you do. You're famous. Come on, let's go look at it. Okay. And then Johnny looks at it and he said, oh, this is great. But what about that castle up there on the sky, up on the hill there, which have the Patriots flag out front and all the Patriots jerseys in the windows? How come Tom Brady gets a better house and a nice castle, better house than I do? And God says, oh, that's not Johnny. That's not Tom Brady's house. That's mine.
Oh. All right, and how are your Red Sox going to do this year, spring training?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, Kevin.
They should be all right.
They should be okay.
Yeah. All right. I got to get out there to Fenway one day, maybe on my bucket list. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Doc, and we'll do it again.
Scott, I've never met you, so if you come in to see the Red Sox, ever come into Boston, I am going to take you to lunch.
Oh, let's do it. You know, my family's from New England.
Oh, great. Whereabouts?
New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
And Brockton. Brockton, Massachusetts.
Look me up, and I promise I won't talk about anger and murder.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate
so
it.
So long.
All right. Dr. Joe Tetz from Boston College.
Yeah.
I was mistaken, said Boston University.
BC.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I love that accent. I absolutely love it. 17 after 9, WJBC.